The NSTAR strike has lasted 2 weeks, and there's no end in sight. Local workers are picketing in front of NSTAR offices around Anchorage and around the Kenai Peninsula. They're having a dispute with the management over retirement benefits for both present and future workers. KSKA's Ann Hillman has more.
A couple dozen workers stand in front of the NSTAR Operations Center in Anchorage, holding signs and waving to passing cars. They aren't allowed to talk to the media and refer all questions to local 367 business manager Greg Walker. Walker says the 120 operating members are striking to protect their pensions. He explains that the company only wants to provide 401ks for new hires, and current employees are worried that they'll cut their pension plans next.
The pension plan is well-funded. They've gotten great returns on the pension plan investments, so it's not costing the company any money. And our position is that that defined benefit plan provides a well-rounded future for anybody that retires with NSTAR.
The union and the company had come to a tentative agreement on the issue earlier this month, but the operating workers voted it down and decided to strike. The clerical workers did not. Walker says the union has also filed charges against the natural gas company with the National Labor Relations Board. They allege the company hasn't provided accurate information about the pension plan, and they're discriminating against employees who filed actions against them under the National Labor Relations Act. NSTAR representatives declined to talk about the strike or the negotiations. The only comment on how the company is being affected comes from their automatic answering service.
Our NSTAR offices are temporarily closed to walk-in customers.
Meaning you'll have to pay your bill online or over the phone. Walker says the workers are in it for the long haul and haven't given up hope that the strike will be effective.
Members are as strong as ever. The community support is incredible, and we're going to continue the fight.
But he says they would all rather be back at work. Temporary hires from Michigan are currently filling their slots. Walker says the union members have agreed to return to work in the case of an emergency. Two left the picket line to help contain a gas leak last week. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.